Hello, it's Voiceover Girl here. Day 14 of the diet, and it's good news. 2 weeks, 8 pounds down. I feel great. Wow. There's no getting away from it. You can talk about eating sensibly, but nothing beats losing weight fast, really. But I did say when I started this that it was all about being sustainable and being something that I can do long term. So just a little recap for you. I started on the South Beach diet, which is low carb, but also low fat. And although it was working really well, something in my mind says low fat just doesn't seem right. And anyway, that means you can't have butter. And butter is just like a superfood, and I can't possibly live without butter in my life. So that's not sustainable. Next book was the Doucan diet, which is the French one, which is essentially just eating protein. No. I love veg. Gosh, I'm never happier than when I've got some fresh purple sprouting to eat. So the idea of that one was just, no, too awful. I honestly don't think I could get through a day of just eating protein. You don't do that long term. You do introduce more vegetables, but it's so strict. And I need to be living my life now, not in a few months' time. So no, that wasn't going to work for me. And I didn't even try, I confess. And then I was recommended by Dougie on Twitter, Dougggie. Oh gosh, have a look at my followers. She's on there. I'm very sorry that I've got your name, your Twitter name wrong. It's Caroline anyway. And or possibly Carolyn. Oh my goodness. apologies all round. It's not going well. Anyway, she very kindly recommended Barry Groves's book. Which is quite an interesting read. The original title was Eat Fat, Get Thin. And that's basically the principle he works on. So you eat most of your calories from fat, next proportion of your calories is from protein, and then some carbs. But the beauty of his eating plan is that you can eat bread. It's amazing. I've had a slice of bread a day for the last few days. Now, okay, that's not a lot of bread. But when you love bread and you can still have a slice, I tell you, that is just fantastic. And the secret, it seems to be, is to absolutely slather it in butter. Honestly, how have I lost any weight? It's bizarre, but it's working. So I'm sounding quite chirpy, and I can see that this could become something that I could just stick with. I had a sneaky choc ice last night. And I upped the carbs because I wasn't feeling very well yesterday, and I wondered if I'd just totally overdone it and gone so low carb. He actually, Barry Groves, this is, suggests that you stick at about 60 grams of carbs a day. Now, Atkins does 20 grams a day, so that's relatively high. But I wasn't feeling well and wondered if it was too low, or the way I'd been eating was too low. So I had a couple of slices of bread, an apple and a choc ice. Possibly not a dieting item of food, but it was delicious, so I don't care. And I'm back on it again today, and I feel so much better. So I don't know what that was all about. I'm not going to worry about it. Had my slice of bread for breakfast this morning. Happy bunny. So all going well, really. The question is, can I maintain it? Hopefully I can. I've got just under a stone to go now. My clothes are starting to fall off. Yay! And I might even get back into my size 10 jeans, which would make me very, very happy indeed. So I'm going to stick with it, and I will post you regular updates, but I don't think you need a daily one. Maybe once a week, and I'll let you know how I'm getting on. Today's yummy thing was smoked mackerel pate. Smoked mackerel, an enormous hunk of butter, and a little bit of cream cheese, some lemon juice and some black pepper whizzed up in the blender. My goodness, that was delicious, with some chopped up veg. So I think this could work. I'll keep you posted. Anyway, 8 pounds down and happy.